Proverbs for the day, August the 7th, Proverbs chapter 7. We're going to do verses 15 to 18, part 2. We did part 1 on July the 7th. All right, today, Proverbs chapter 7, verse 15. Therefore came I forth to meet thee, diligently to seek thy face, and I have found thee. I have decked my bed with coverings of tapestry, with carved works, with fine linen of Egypt. I have perfumed my bed with myrrh, aloes, and cinnamon. Come, let us take our fill of love until the morning. Let us solace ourselves with loves. We're going to exercise discretion here in these devotions, but this is a very real part of every month's reading in the book of Proverbs. This is a very real part of the seventh of every month. Last month we looked at the hunter, the hunted, and the hunt, and this month we're going to look at the snare. The snare. Now the context of this is this strange woman. Context of this, of course, is a sensual thing in the physical world, material world, and it can be carried over into the spiritual, ecclesiastical, religious world. Both are going on at the same time. The Lord takes the word seduction and seducing and associates it with religion. Okay, let's look at three things here in our time, and we must define our time a little bit. Notice, first of all, the snare of a romantic environment. The snare of a romantic environment. And what this strange woman does is she says in verse 16, I have decked my bed with coverings of tapestry, with carved works, with fine linen of Egypt. I have perfumed my bed with myrrh, aloes, and cinnamon. It's a snare. Do you know the world we live in has a lot of snares out there, and it's very subtle sometimes, and it's very sensual, and it's seducing. It's a snare of the romantic environment. You must beware. Let's put it in the material realm, and I do not think this passage is only gender specific. In fact, a whole lot of so-called statistics and studies and surveys and all that sort of thing today have indicated that there's a rise of these things happening on both sides of the gender. That is, the hunter being both female and male, and the hunted being vice versa in the hunt. And it's getting to the point where we're going to live in a very, very explicit, sensual, unbounded world before the end times. Keep in mind, you can make, and you ought to make, spiritual application and parallels between this. There is a snare of a romantic environment that is making things all dressed up all the time and making things, notice it's coverings of tapestry with carved works, fine linen of Egypt. Okay? This is a sign, this is what we would, you know, look at and go, okay, this is the finest of the world. This is designed by the world. If you know, if you understand that much of the interaction of people today, especially with a completely mixed workforce, as you'd call it, between male and female, it's very easy for that to become a romantic environment. And let me just make a quick application. This is not a message because due to time, but in the realm of religion and Christianity and ecclesiology and church, in that realm, friend, they are using more and more of a romantic environment, and they are seducing God's people. That alone is a subject. Secondly, notice the snare of a recreational encounter. No commitment. No vows. Basically, vows, V-O-W-S, okay? Just a one-night stand. Today, there is an increase, and we're saying in relationship to, say, the last 100, 150 years, there's an increase of this. There are more and more females doing this than before. The picture is a married woman doing it. The picture is someone who is accountable to and belongs to somebody doing it. The snare of this recreational encounter. People have begun to treat physical intimacy, and they've begun to call it, and it's a Bible word, Okay, look at verse 18. Come, let us take our fill of love until the morning. The Bible records that. Now, the Lord doesn't define fornication and adultery as love, but the world does. And so you have a divinely recorded conversation of the world in Proverbs chapter 7. That's why the world calls it making love. And again, we're going to keep this discreet, but understand that's why they call it that, because we have recorded divinely in the King James Bible their own conversation and their own thinking. Notice what she says, let us solace ourselves with loves. It's a solacing. Solace is something you do to cheer and to comfort with hope of the future. And so this thing, this snare of recreational encounter, is recorded for us. This conversation is recorded, so we will know that that's what, when they use that term, we know what they're talking about. See, we've got them. Is this God's terminology? No. It's a divinely recorded conversation. Man, I tell you, if you get hold of the fact that your Bible is divinely, wholly inspired, inspirationally given, you realize that God has given us insight into the enemy even. And this enemy here, of course, is the world. It can also be in the enemy of religion. Christianity professing itself to be. See, come, let us take our fill of love. Have you noticed what it's become in churches? It's all about worship and how I feel and fill me up. And let us solace ourselves with loves. How it feels and how, oh, I just feel so loved by God, enveloped by Him and all that. Well, I do, but not in that way. Now, physically, the snare of this recreational encounter is carnal. It's erotic. Would you notice this about these perfumes? They cover the scent of death. Fellas, I'm going to put a little thought in your mind. Out in the world, outside of your home, when you smell all that stuff that they're trying to do, just say to yourself, you teenage boys, say to yourself, you know what? They're trying to cover up something that's dead. You say, well, what if it's a professing Christian? What if it's at my church? Well, our bodies are dying. And if our body gave off a natural scent, we'd probably use that, but it doesn't. Not in a pleasant way. Just remember, that's to cover the scent of death. Do you know what they do? They take fine linen and they take all this stuff and they take your casket and they line it with it. So the next time you think of all that outside of that marriage bed, think of it as a casket. Death. There's a picture for you, friend. When you think about this fine linen, tapestries and all that, that's what they put you to bed with. When they put you to bed with a shovel, they put your head on a satin pillow and that's the end of you because you're dead. It's a sin of death. Well, thirdly, while we have a moment, not just the snare of a romantic environment and recreational encounter, and that's what they've begun to treat it. That's why they call it loves. It's a divinely recorded conversation. And it's showing us how the world thinks and talks. It is not given us, that is not our vocabulary. That is not to be our way of looking at it. It's to let us know that when someone does talk that way, they're influenced by the world. Now, you may have to retrain them if they just got saved and help them. Number three, the snare of rewarding the ego. Rewarding the ego. Look, I came to seek thee, verse 15. Let us solace ourselves with loves. Let us make ourselves. You owe it to yourself. You can't hide those emotions and those needs. Take care of yourself while you're so da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Yeah, like the last guy? Right. Uh-huh. Sure. Do you understand that in this passage, and you should take young men, and listen, you don't have to make them street wise to make them wise about the street. Y'all need to get this in your heads. If you work with youth, I cannot be too strong about this. If you work with young people, get it out of your head that they have to be street wise. Just make them wise about the danger of the streets. You're not going to help them by teaching them how to do wrong. You're not going to help them by teaching them how to walk too close to the line. just teach them what to be on guard against and to stay away from it like yesterday's devotion. All right. The snare of romantic environment, the snare of a recreational encounter, the snare of rewarding the ego. She says here, let us solace ourselves, take our fill. Fill of what? Of death. Of death. And how much today, how much death is happening in our Christian congregations because these things are not being warned about and they're controlling our congregations. May God help you today in your own life. May God help you today to help others' lives. May God help you to see that there is a spiritual parallel to these things happening within the so-called worship of, I'm talking about independent fundamental Baptists. I don't care about the rest of them. May God help you.